Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. Happy New Year to everybody. We are in 2021, and I know that God is preparing many, many things. He's been speaking to us about what he wants to release in 2021. So I feel such an urgency to get the people ready. And I want to just tell you, you know, something that me and my husband were talking about when he said, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But you know, when you look at a relay race, it's also how you start. And when you look at a relay race, they will always put the fastest, the first one is the fastest, and the last one is the fastest, meaning that the first is also important. So it's not necessarily how you ended it, but it's also important how you begin. And so we want to talk to you today and give you some last instructions on how to begin this new year 2021. You know, sometimes we have to evaluate the year before, not necessarily that we're looking back like Lot's wife and perhaps, you know, regretting things, or you might be regretting things, but it's important to analyze and it's important to evaluate our last year and how we served God and what we need to improve and how we can improve it. That's also important. Some of you may have to make some phone calls and maybe say sorry to some people and make amends in certain areas, you know, because maybe you want to make a wrong right, or maybe you started something and then you didn't finish it. Well, in the start of this new era, start of this new decade, it's important for us to close every door, to shut every window where the enemy could have access to. So it's important for us to close a season well and also start a new season well. So at the start of this season, it's important for us to not only be grateful, or maybe to forgive certain things, but I think that we have to organize certain things in our lives so that we close the gap, because as we confront things in 2021, we want to be able to be a people that can conquer giants and can conquer and overcome situations because we have not opened the door to the devourer. So that's important to stress. Now I want to read to you Philippians 3:13, the famous story. Paul tells us the scripture, the famous scripture, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken a hold of it yet, or I do not consider myself, Paul says, to have attained it. And then Paul says, but one thing I do, I forget what is behind and I strain toward what is ahead. So I want to give you some practical things that you can do to organize your life, to start the season right. And I'm going to give you maybe about 5 points. The first thing I want to say to you, instructions from God, instructions from heaven. Number one, align your life. Begin to align your life. Begin to break alliance with any alliances that you have that are going to maybe pull you away from the purposes of God, from the perfect will of God. So begin to align your life in such a way where you break alliances, you break habits, you break anything that is keeping you out of the will of God. You can't enter into new seasons when you are out of alignment. It's very hard for God to do and manifest what he wants to manifest when we are out of alignment. You know, whenever anything is out of alignment, it's not going to function correctly. So whenever our lives are out of alignment, that's called disorder. And the Bible says that Satan is the god of disorder. So we have to bring order to everything that's been out of order. I know we're coming out of a season that perhaps you've had all the holidays and everything. We don't want to be people that just align our lives at the beginning. We want to align our lives, align your relationships, align your relationship with God. Begin to align everything. Look at your finances. Are they aligned? Are your finances aligned? Look at your life. Is your mind aligned? Is it aligned according to the word of God? Is your spiritual life aligned? Your ministry, is it aligned? Is your family life aligned? Look at your life and whatever is out of alignment, begin to align it. The second thing I want to tell you is be careful of people that will try to prohibit your season of brokenness. God's instructions to you is be careful with anybody that tries to pull you out of a process of brokenness in your life. You know, sometimes people may want to pull you out of a process that God is still working, that God's got his hand on it. And sometimes people will want to break that process. You know, maybe they say, oh, you don't have to take that. You don't have to deal with that. You know, you should just leave the job because all the problems that you have with that employee, you should just go. You don't have to take that. Find yourself another job. Be careful with people that give you advice like that, because sometimes God allows us to stay in situations, hear me, and it is part of our process. So do not permit anybody to take you out of your process prematurely. Do not permit anybody to pull you out of the molding that God is doing in your life prematurely. Let God continue to do the work in you. Let God continue to do the work in your heart and in your mind. You just need to be kind to those people and just say, you know what, with all due respect, please permit me and allow me to just continue my process. God is processing me. God is dealing with me, and I want to finish the process. The third thing that I want to tell you is you want to keep doing good. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, never stop doing good. In due season, at the right time and at the proper time, you will reap your harvest. So don't stop doing good. Look, throughout this year, there are so many people that are so fickle. They do good at the beginning and then they stop. More than ever, you're probably going to hear me say it in these podcasts and probably the rest of the year. We are constantly being asked by God and his word to be steadfast people, to be firm all the way through. We're not fickle. So keep doing good. Don't stop. Stay on the potter's wheel. Keep doing good. Keep serving God, even if it feels like it's another circle. I mean, when you think about the potter's wheel, I gave a preaching on that. And I thought about the potter's wheel after the fact, after I preached. And I think about the potter when he's forming the clay and he's molding it and he's shaping it. You know, you think about if the clay could talk, and you know, we are the clay. You know, the clay could probably say, look, I've already seen the circle. I've already been around this thing. When am I going to get off the circle? Oh, another turn. Sometimes life can get like that. Sometimes it gets tedious, and sometimes we begin to do things, and it just looks monotonous, and it looks like it's another turn. It's another week. It's another, but listen, even if it's another turn, it's a turn that is leading you towards the design that God has for you. So quit looking at life from that standpoint, from that focus where it's just like, nothing exciting happening. Look, don't stop doing good. Serve God with excellence every day. Give him the best prayer, you know, give him the best worship, give him the best praise. I mean, if you really want to attain the benefits that God has for you, but also the manifestations of what God wants to pour, his presence, his love, his glory, his power, his fire, and we want to experience all of those things, we have to be people that do not grow weary or do not quit. We have to keep doing good. The fourth thing I want to tell you, it's not just acknowledging or recognizing what needs to be aligned, but it's also to respond to it. We have to be people that respond to what needs to be aligned. We have to be people that when you know there's an area in your life that demands response, or it needs change, or, you know, you look at your life and you're saying, you know what, I did this last year. I don't want to do it this year. I want to change in that regard. I want to change in that aspect. Well, it's one thing to recognize it. It's one thing to acknowledge what you have to change, and it's another thing to respond to that change. So let's be people that respond, not just recognize, but we acknowledge it and then we respond. We move towards change. The Bible says in Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son, the Bible says that when he finally, and he loses his inheritance, finds himself in the pig's pen, the Bible says that when he's eating of the pig's food, he recognizes and he comes to himself. He recognizes, he comes to his own senses, the Bible says. And he says, I'm going to go back. That's what he says. I'm going to go back. But he doesn't just recognize, hey, at my father's house, I ate better. He actually goes back. He does something about it. What are you doing about the areas that are out of alignment? What are you going to do? See, you can't make all these New Year's resolutions, and then by May, everybody stops. By February, everybody stops. Let's not be that kind of people. Let's be steady people. Let's be people of our word, people that recognize, and then that make steps forward. You know, you take steps forward. You make something happen that you want change. And then the fifth thing I want to leave you with is keep believing despite what you see. Keep believing. The story of Abraham is all about faith. He was the father of faith. Our faith has to increase more than ever. We have to have audacious faith. We have to keep believing despite what you're seeing. We have to know that God is working on our behalf. So I want you to continue to believe God, train your faith, keep feeding your faith, starve your fear, feed your faith, keep believing God, keep your head up, recognize that God, even as we're entering into this new year, God is up to something so big. I can feel it. I felt it when I was in my prayer closet. I feel like God is really getting ready to pour out some incredible glory upon his people. So I want to leave you with those words. And please, please evaluate your life. Anything that maybe needs alignment, start to align it. And I'm just going to bless you today. Father, we bless your people on this first day of 2021, or this first podcast of 2021. And Father, I just pray that they'd be steady people, people that are firm, people that are focused, people that have their eyes on God. I pray, Father, they're people of alignment, people, Father, that continue. And Lord, they don't waver. They're not fickle. They don't die out. They're not weary. Father, I pray for them. And Lord, I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I love you guys so much. I thank you so much. Please share this podcast with everybody you can. Stay tuned because we've got some important instructions from God. And I'm going to be sharing new things in this podcast. I'm excited for this year. I feel like God is speaking more than I can write. And I have the instructions that I need to give the people so that you guys are fully equipped and you guys are fully ready. We're going to be doing some podcasts on even the end times. We're going to be doing some awesome podcasts on everything that you need to know so that you guys are fully equipped. I love you guys. Share with everybody. God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.